This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together nice and loud for Doughboys live at the world famous Hollywood Improv.
In 1985, the TV dramedy Moonlighting premiered on NBC, making stars of its two leads, Sybil Shepherd and a previously unknown actor named Bruce Willis. That same year, the ensemble drama St. Elmo's Fire released in theaters, launching the careers of a group of young actors nicknamed the Brat Pack, including a model-turned-thespian named Demi Moore. In 1987, a year after calling off her engagement with fellow Brat Packer Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis wed, forming one of the biggest Hollywood power couples of the 1990s. A 13-year marriage that would loosely line up with their reign as two of the highest-paid stars in the industry, they individually appeared in smash-hit films like Die Hard, Ghost, Pulp Fiction, and Indecent Proposal, before amicably divorcing in 2000. But back in 1987, when Willis made a decidedly decent proposal to Moore for marriage, he chose as the site a decidedly unglamorous spot for two A-listers who'd met on the red carpet of a movie premiere, a modest hot dog stand located in the heart of Los Angeles's historic Fairfax District. Though the small, rickety structure seems positively luxurious compared to its first form, a pushcart opened by a more working-class husband and wife team back in 1939, who gave their business their colorful last name. In 1947, the popularity of their 10-cent franks enabled them to open their now iconic brick-and-mortar location on La Brea Boulevard. The once simple menu grew exponentially over the decades, adding numerous hot dog and hamburger variants piled up with various combinations of chili cheese, sauerkraut, and pastrami, some named after the celebrities who braved its legendarily long lines. Now with 20 locations clustered at tourist spots in the U.S. and the Philippines, its over-the-top fare draws raves from loyalists and dismissive pans from jaded skeptics. So is this fabled Hollywood hot dog hut worthy of the hype, like A Few Good Men? Or is it a box office gut bomb like Hudson Hawk? This week on Doughboys, Pink's Hot Dogs. What's up, guys? Welcome to Doughboys Live. How you doing, LA? We've done a few of these live shows, and by far my favorite part that I've yet to figure out an elegant way to handle is when I sit down and then just open my laptop in front of everybody. Just quietly doing this bit of business. Guys, we got a great show for you tonight. My name is Nick Weiger, and before we go any further, let me introduce my co-host, Obi One Ton Kenobi, Mitchie Two Spoons, Mike Mitchell! Really fucking milking that entrance, Spoon Man.
I was stuck behind someone, you piece of shit.
I was like Bobby Roode coming out to Glorious.
No one gets your wrestling nerd shit.
There are a few smarks out here. Hey, that roast was courtesy of Freddie Hernandez, who's maybe here tonight. Is Freddie here? Yeah. Hi, Freddie. Thanks for the roast.
Yep. Big mistake.
I'll see you. Actually, you could kick my ass. Never mind. I was going to say I'll see you after the show, but I'll see you after the show.
Thank you guys for so much for coming out this late Sunday night. It's so late, Mitch.
Oh, shut
up. I honestly can't believe. It's 10:30
now. It's way past your bedtime.
It's way past my bedtime. It's a Sunday night. I got work in the morning. It's all right. I'm going to power through it.
So do maybe a lot of people here.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of us have jobs in the morning. Not all of us are living the life of Mitchie Two Spoons where we can sleep until 11 a.m. and then immediately get on the phone and start complaining to our
friends. I wake up in the 10 o'clock hour.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. That's an improvement.
By the way, how to Mitchie Two Spoons Nation. You know what? You may think I'm trying to milk some applause here, but it's true. I'm going back to the Spoon Man. Mitchie Two Spoons is dead.
Wow. Wow.
Saved it for the special live show. Wow. Already, what a show. My nickname has changed back. Already a success.
How much is this like just a retreat? Because I think Mitchie Two Spoons just didn't catch on.
No, it was very popular. Very, very popular.
Well, Spoon Man's great. You got a Soundgarden song. You can listen to that when you walk out. It's a lot of fun.
I can listen to that when I walk out?
Everyone can listen
to that.
You think that
I'm enjoying the song as I walk out?
Yeah, I think you are.
No, I'm not.
I think you're loving every second of it, you vain fuck.
Our guest asked if it was a Weiger radio play when you were on up here doing your intro for 10 minutes. She's right. Now, isn't this just an insult to everyone who's worked hard and got up on stage here at the Hollywood Improv that we're doing this podcast
right
here? It doesn't seem right. It just seems fucked up.
I was trying to figure it out, and it's contemporaneous with the Just for Laughs Festival.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think they were like, there's a serious shortage of laughs in L.A. right now. We got to go deep. Let's book the fucking Doughboys or something.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to play a drop.
Play your drop. You set
all
it
right,
up.
Yeah. Hit us with a drop, Emma.
Alana Johnston is here. Hi, Alana.
Just call me the knife.
Okay.
This place is a dump.
Alana!
The knife has sliced.
I mean, she cuts people down to size.
I was born with nails. It's a know. Whack, Nick. The knife has spoken.
I'm going snacks.
The knife.
Oh, God. The knife is doing a dance.
I hate drops. I hate live show drops. I forgot that I have to play audio for 30
right
seconds and sit here and feel like a fucking idiot.
Well, you know, that's what distinguishes our show from other live shows. There's a lot of points in the show where the people on stage are sitting quietly while some audio clip plays over the PA.
That was from Robert Persinger. He said, you got to play this drop on the live show. I changed it. I had a different drop, and I got this email. I was like, you got to play this drop. And I was like, all right, we'll play the drop. I didn't have to play the fucking drop.
No, you didn't.
Who gave a shit?
People like the drops, right? That's part of the... People like the drops.
Why are you being nice to me?
No, they want to experience... Hey, you know what? Part of the reason I'm being nice to you, you're a big celeb now. You just presented at the LA Area Emmys yesterday.
I told you backstage not to bring this up.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah, I said don't bring it up.
Oh, we had a miscommunication because I thought
oh, you thought I said please bring it up.
I thought you said it was okay if I brought it up.
No, I said don't bring it up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's a difference between don't and okay.
Well, was there anything, because this is like they do these all over the country, obviously. This is a version of the Emmy, similar to the Creative Arts. It's not something that's televised. It's for everyone in the room, right?
I gave out... an Emmy for Outstanding Short Promo News Topical.
Wow.
With an anchor from Fox LA. And so I met her husband, and her husband's like, so what's the deal? You're like not a newscaster, right? I was like, no. And he's like, but you're like not famous either. And I was like, nope, not famous either. He's like, so I just don't get it. Like, why are you presenting an award? And I was like,
oh, man, you got alpha.
I certainly did. He had me on a dog leash by the end of the night.
I mean, but
I enjoyed
you,
it. He gave me a belly rub.
Yeah. You normally eat out of a bowl on the floor anyway, so... Not that different.
I like to eat with Wally and Irma. It's fun. It's fun to see things from their perspective. Speaking of which, let's get the show rolling so I can get home and slay with them. No.
All right. All right.
You thought I meant like the 1800s lay with them? That's bullshit.
Look, sometimes I don't have to do any work on my end. Let's introduce our guest. She's an actress and comedian from Adam Ruins Everything, and I Want My Phone Back on Facebook. Give it up for Alana Johnston!
This is insane. Keep it going for me. Oh my God, guys, let's get right into it. We have a lot to cover. Oh my
God. Yes, ma'am. Let's do whatever she says. You told me two things backstage.
I was saying a lot of trash.
One, you said, I'm drunk.
Here's the thing, I didn't have dinner. I had about one drink and I thought, well, we're in this deep. Let's keep going.
And then two, you were bragging about how your response to one of our tweets got more likes than our tweet.
I wouldn't stop showing it, let me tell you. These guys are tweeting out, oh, Elena's coming on the show. Everyone's going, yeah, whatever. I tweeted out, everyone's like, what? I mean, you guys lost it. It was unbelievable. And for the listeners at home, you got to see this crowd. They're loving me. We got banners. We got tops off. Somebody threw a pair of my panties at me. I mean, outrageous. Anyways, but for real, Weiger, that radio play, no thanks. Just say pigs. I'm sitting there back there, I'm falling asleep. Good old Weiger's going, I'm tired. Yeah, I am too. I mean, can I just?
Oh, boy.
I couldn't really hear you slash was not paying attention. But
not at all.
The Brat Pack used to go to Pink's?
Yeah, well, I mean, the hook, the thing that tied it all together. Ooh. Bruce Willis and proposed to Demi Moore at Pink's.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fact. It's something that happened.
No, I'm saying, yeah, that's a bummer. That's a bad
proposal. Oh, it's a bummer for them. Okay.
No, I'm saying it sucks.
You're
I'm
saying
just kidding.
A
no, it was the highlight of my night and everything. So.
Alana, thank you for being here with us tonight.
I had nothing else going on.
Your nickname, The Knife, of course.
You know it, The Knife!
Already cutting us down to size.
Always.
But I wanted to take a step back. You've got a trip to Portugal planned.
I absolutely do. This is so embarrassing that I told you and you're bringing it up. But basically what's happening is this. I'm going to Portugal because I'm one of those people who's free and go where she wants, when she wants. Hey, good luck in your boring lives. My plan when I go to Portugal is to really judge the locals and then get in on them. So, wish me luck. I hear they eat a lot of fish. I will be reporting on another podcast you guys do that I'll walk in on. I'm going to knife up a lot of shit while I'm there. And I might get a tan. So,
I'm not the tanning type, Nick.
Me neither.
Oh, I can. I mean, I can get pretty tan.
Oh, you're a golden boy.
Yeah,
look at him! He's glowing. For the listeners at home, you got to see this tan.
No,
I mean, oh my God.
I can get downright swarthy. I mean, I spend some time in the sun. Nice and golden brown.
Yeah.
I used to go to the pool. I used to, you know, I go to the pool less these days because of my schedule, but I used to go to the pool and, you know, I got an
interesting update.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, it's like, we get it. You work.
I'm going somewhere. I developed an asymmetrical tan because I mostly do freestyle, so I'm mostly on my front, so my back was really golden brown.
I can't believe we're talking about this. Where am I?
Your back was tanned?
Yeah, my back was super tan, and my front was kind of like my normal coloration.
So no, you weren't doing any backstrokes was the issue.
No, yeah, that's it. Oh, I'm not good at backstroke.
Oh, you gotta do that backstroke.
Wait, do you swim?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a certified lifeguard.
Are you really?
Good luck getting me in the lake or ocean. Can't see the bottom. No thanks.
Wait, so what's...
But if you're drowning in a pool, yeah, I'll be there.
So what is the... Because my issue with backstroke is I can't go straight.
You know, backstroke is actually my strongest stroke.
Is it really?
It absolutely is. I'm so fast, you can't beat me. Shall we demonstrate? For the listeners at home, there is a pool in here.
I you know what? I have a lot of buoyancy, which I'm sure you'll make jokes about. But I'm just good at... I am very good at floating. I am.
I can't. It's too easy. I'm out.
There's been many times where I've gone to a lake or ocean. I've been dragged out. They thought I was a dead body.
Right.
And people think that while you're on ground as well. I mean, what a rough go.
You lay down and take a nap. You wake up with tape all around you. It's insane.
There's a satellite photo of you that says an acre-wide... thing of ocean trash.
Acre wide thing of ocean trash.
Look, I was trying to remember
breaking news.
I was trying to remember what they call those floating trash islands. They're a thing.
I think floating trash islands works well.
You know, I won a floating contest when I was 8 years old.
Such a fucking loser.
Yeah, I did.
Wiger, save it for the radio play. Thanks.
Nick, it's a floating contest. Go for it.
Here's what it was.
I mean,
it was the Superman float contest, which if you guys know the Superman float, I mean, you're a lifeguard, you should know this, it's face down.
Thank you so much.
So it's a face down float. So really what it is, it's a test of lung capacity. And yeah, I had childhood asthma, but I also have some fantastic lungs. Like I can hold my breath for a while. And so I just like took a deep breath and I lied on my front. And it was the weirdest contest because I didn't know what was going on. And then, I guess my coach, there was no way a coach was involved. I guess whoever was running the floating contest at the public pool taps on my shoulder, and I come up, he's like, you did it. And I was like, oh, great. It was such an anticlimactic way to win
something. Was your family there or no?
Yeah, this might be abuse. Am I the only one that's worried right now?
They're just trying to drown some problem children.
Why is my coach there?
Right. No, I think my family was there. I don't remember the context for it. It's just, you know, when you're a kid, there's just like contest. You're just in contest. I won a jelly bean counting contest. You're just involved in them.
Yeah, I don't.
You won a jelly bean counting contest?
Yeah.
Against who?
The rest of the scouts in my cub pack.
Oh, boy. What was the prize?
Of course you were a scout.
Oh, yeah. He went far in the scouts.
I'm the equivalent of me being a lifeguard. You scouted your way to the top. Oh, my God.
I sure did. Look at me now.
What?
I scouted my way to the peak of Podcast Mountain.
Oh, God damn it.
Yikes.
You got a lot of lung capacity. You demonstrated that in that fucking long-ass intro.
I got to be honest with you guys. This podcast is knife in itself. We don't need me here. What a waste.
All right, so we got a little food talk today. Hot dogs is the hot topic. Mm. Alana, you're a Canadian.
Thank you. I'm getting my notes up.
What are the dogs like north of the border?
Delish. Let me tell you this. So I'm from Toronto. Everybody go nuts. It's only okay, but,
what do you think about the DeMar DeRozan trade?
What? Oh, DeMar DeRozan? Here's the thing.
Yeah?
I had just bought one of his jerseys, and then a week later, yeah, he was traded. And you're out of your mind if you think I'm returning that.
Why did you just buy a jersey?
First of all, don't tell me what to do. I literally can't stress that enough. Second of all, my body, my choice. Argue with that, Mitch. I dare ya. Here's a contest. You or Wiger won't win.
You got me.
I just bought one because I thought now's the time. You know, season ends and you got to let people know this is what I was all about. But yeah, and then he got traded and I am still going to wear it.
Yeah,
right.
That's okay.
A bit of a throwback.
A great legacy up there.
Thank you.
Speaking of basketball,
yes,
we were up. We no. I don't care if you played or not. I mean, I do care. I'm joking. I was going to say, when you and I were upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And then Weiger just randomly dunked.
Oh, all right, hold on.
This is very strange.
Listen, for the listeners at home, tune out. You're not going to get it. So this is what he's doing. He's like yammering onto himself about God knows what. Probably practicing his radio play. And then he's like, all of a sudden, he's looking down. He's like talking. Then he just goes.
He
for the
dunked.
Listeners at home, I just dunked. That's what happened. I midair dunked to myself.
He went like this. And we were like, huh? And we looked at each other. And then we were like, hey, Nick, you like just dunked a second ago. And he's like, did I? And we were like, yeah, you did.
Dude, you dunked.
And he's like, oh, weird. And we were like, yeah.
I didn't know I did it.
But that's
it
so
was
weird.
It was unconscious action. But I don't, what you just did, so Alana just raised her arm and then just sort of like threw her wrist out. Like to me, that was like, I think I was reading something in my head and I was like, oh, that's a thing I should emphasize.
No,
so I think that's what my
No. You were reviewing a joke and you went, that one's a slam dunk.
Come on.
Please.
I think I'd be that full of myself to anticipate a monster slam-a-jamma as a, yeah. After a punchline.
Hey, man, every time I walk on stage, you know I'm getting a slam dunk. You just got knifed.
All right, sorry. We went on this tangent. You were talking about Toronto and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me tell you guys this. I know what you're thinking. Hey, guess what? I'm on the street. I can't possibly get a good hot dog. You're wrong.
I don't know if anyone's ever
yeah,
thought
I don't think
a
that's
lot of people... I'm looking at the vases. I'm getting some agreements here.
I don't know.
So the street sausage, as I call it, is some of the best street sausage you're going to get. You're walking on the street, you're thinking, I have $5, but what of it? I'll tell you what of it. Buy a sausage with it in Toronto. It's so good. You don't even need the toppings. Sure, you can get them, but you don't even need them. It's so delicious and flavorful. And guess what? Any hour, you're going, it's 3 a.m. I don't know what to do with my life. I do. Go get a street sausage.
Is there a reason you call it sausage?
Absolutely not.
Now, we have, L.A. has a similar, people have tried the street hot dogs in L.A.,
oh,
right?
The L.A. street dogs are great. Iconic.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where are these? Because I only see street tacos.
You'll see street hot, I mean, I think a lot of them are in downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Downtown,
you know,
L.A., right?
I've been a few times. No thanks.
Downtown.
No thanks to going downtown.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, you're not missing much.
I beg to differ. There's been a downtown revitalization project. It's a whole new scene down there.
Last time I went there was in the good old tuberculosis outbreak.
Wait, they had a TB outbreak in downtown LA?
Yeah, man, what are you talking about? So many people died.
How recent was this?
About 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, that's what
I
was.
Oh, wait, people are nodding. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, there was a TB
right?
outbreak?
I'm not making this up, right? This is a real... One guy's saying yes. That's the guy who died! He's here!
You just like downtown because you can take the train
to it. I love taking the train down there.
Yeah, you get to that Staples Center, you're laughing at every other fool that took a lift.
Right, it's great. It's the most efficient way to get down there.
It's
especially
true.
On the side.
But I don't... Like, I go down there to go to a game. As
right.
We know, I'm a bit of a basketballer. But... I don't go down there to be like, what's going on?
No one does that.
Yeah.
He's acting like
No, I'm saying that there's a scene downtown. But I'm certainly not a part.
And Nick, would you take the next 20 minutes painting that scene for us, please?
Hold on.
There's a scene downtown, you see? What are you talking about? What's the scene downtown, you 90-year-old man?
I mean, people...
People are getting together. They're laying with each other down there.
They congregate. Wait, you jujitsu'd your own, like, misspeaking from earlier against me?
That's right.
Oh, my God. Fabulous. Fabulous.
No, I mean, like, you know, there's more nightlife. There's some good restaurants in downtown.
Why were you scared to say nightlife?
I don't know. I don't know if I was using the right
because
term.
Because he's not even supposed to be awake. He's so tired.
You're a reverse vampire, Weiger.
There are good restaurants.
There are good. Yes. Yeah. And the LA street dog, which you know it's loaded up with jalapenos and grilled vegetables.
It's wrapped in bacon.
What?
Wrapped in bacon.
You've never had
mayo,
one of these?
Mustard.
You've been here for a decade.
Oh, man, it's iconic.
I'm
it's fantastic.
And I have not been here for a decade. How rude. It means I would have come here when I was 10. Oh, my God. For the viewers at home, I'm banging. You can't even imagine how good I look. Hey, can we loop that or whatever that weird sound thing was you did?
Who, me?
Huh?
Who, me?
Yeah, that weird thing.
What are you talking about?
That audio thing everyone hates.
Oh, no. No, we're not playing the drop ever again.
No, drop what I just said about how good looking I am.
Oh, how you're banging?
Yeah.
I can't automatically make a drop.
Look at this, two people are saying it. This shit is fucked up.
You don't mean in real time. You mean for a future episode, someone can take that
clip. If anyone
could
do it now, that'd be great.
I don't think.
Get out your phones. I know they said not to, but
someone in the
audience
probably can do it, I'm sure. I think everyone's banging. Yeah.
Don't put that in the drum. Street dogs, yes. You have different toppings.
Right, yeah. Okay. I think they're pretty fantastic out here. And Mitch, what's the hot dog scene like in Boston?
Oh, the hot dog scene, let me tell ya.
Don't act like you don't know.
No, I mean, like, outside Fenway and stuff, there, you know, right. you can get a sausage or a hot dog. You know, like, they're not usually bacon wrapped. I mean, I feel like it's a Mexican style hot dog. There's, I don't know if that's correct, but the mayo, ketchup, mustard, right?
You mean out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I think certainly that's
jalapenos,
the inspiration.
Yeah,
for sure.
We don't have bacon wrapped. That's not
right.
A thing.
I was so afraid I said something problematic. Probably did. But it's like a Mexican style hot dog.
Right, I think absolutely.
They put a little cilantro on there. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, but what does that connect to Boston?
No, I'm just saying it's just very much more plain. You can get ketchup and mustard.
A little bit more traditional.
A little more traditional, yeah.
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 Well, our trip to Pink's. Did anyone out here go to Pink's in advance of this episode?
Who went tonight?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Was that big line for the bathroom?
Wait, are any of you guys... Are these any of the people that tweeted asking for recommendations? Okay, good. We'll get to this.
Who here has never been to Pink's? So a good chunk of you guys.
Stay put.
And wait, and still didn't go even for the podcast? Good for you guys.
Yeah.
I agree with that choice. Here's what's funny to me. I don't know if people will agree with this.
Yeah.
Every city's got its thing. You know what I mean?
Well, good night, guys. Thanks for coming out. You heard it here.
Follow me here. Follow me. Chicago, you got your deep dish pizza.
Right.
If you go, you got to go to Lou Malnati's, Gino's. Who gives a shit? If you're in Boston, I don't know, you get a clam chowder. If you're in New York, you get a street dog or gyro or who gives a fuck.
Are you doing a character?
No. No, he's I'm not.
He's auditioning for the radio play. Yeah. This is an audition.
This is Tipsy Stepdad from Mitch's SNL reel.
I had one cider.
All right.
Here in L.A., one of the things they tell you to get is the pink hot dog. It's strange.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Like, I think it's a lot of tourists go there, and I'd say like the crowd when we went there, there was definitely some tourists in line.
Yeah. It's insane. It doesn't like sum up LA food at all.
No, I think it's like it's historic in the sense that it's, you know, the Fairfax District is historic and it's been a part of that since it was, you know, it used to be just basically all dirt and fields here. So like, you know that it's been there for a long time. So I think it just by virtue of having existed for a while, people think it has some
you're telling
some
me
value
that
there.
LA was dirt and fields at one point? Was that what you're saying?
Yes, Mitch. Like a lot of the land on the earth.
Yeah, according to Mitch, the earth was just hot dogs.
We ate them all up. It's fucked up. I know that. Ow. Fuck.
What did you do?
I just hit my tooth on the fucking microphone.
Oh, boy.
They're probably going to boil this thing afterwards.
What the fuck's on your tooth?
Be honest, Mitch. You faded out for a second and thought it was an ice cream cone.
Yes, my favorite gray ice cream. Hold on, Bruce Willis got engaged to Demi Moore. They don't even have like a Demi dog or a Bruce dog or something.
They might. I mean, their menu is sprawling.
Yeah.
So they have like a bunch of things on their regular menu, and then if you just look, they've just got a bunch of printouts on the just like computer printouts, just like taped to the window around it that just has a
kind
bunch
of messy.
Other dogs.
It's madness.
It's very messy.
It's
yeah.
madness.
It's like the presentation
no,
of an ice cream truck.
No, it looks like missing or wanted posters.
It
They're
absolutely
like,
does.
Wanted, this hot dog.
Right.
You're like, the fuck is this shit? And what's the reward? A diarrhea. Yeah, are we knifing into this? Because let's cut it up. I'm ready.
So the three of us went on a Wednesday night. There are famously long lines at Pink's. Anyone who went here in advance of this episode, or just at any point in the past, who's endured like a long line at Pink's? Who's waited for like a while? Anyone? A few people. I wonder if it's kind of dying down because it used to be a thing where you'd see those lines like snaking outside like basically every night of the week. And
that's
when we went, there was like no one there.
That's why it was such a touristy thing because you're like, why is everybody lining
right.
up? So that's why everyone want to go. And when we went there,
yeah.
keep in mind, we decided to meet at 7:30 and I showed up on time. Nick was too busy sashaying his pretty little way there, and Mitch, I guess, was working on his new buff bod with his personal trainer.
I was at the trainer.
Yeah, and he was late, unshowered, I don't mind saying, and we saw him take a photo with fans, unshowered, while walking up.
It's true.
But I had my timer out on my phone, ready to set the time for how long I was in line, so I could complain about it on the podcast. And wouldn't you know it, they knifed me, no line.
There were zero people in front of us.
If anything, they were begging me to come in.
I told my trainer I was going to Pink, so we did some extra reps.
And I know the people here can see it, but for the listeners at home, we're talking little to no results. I really can't stress that enough. I mean, my biggest concern while we were eating was that Mitch was
We work
too
on
sexy.
Jaw exercises.
Yeah. Yeah. Mitch was too sexy for me to focus on the hot dogs. But turns out I got through it, no problem. Truly, no problem at all.
I'm getting knifed. We knifed him together, remember?
Buddy, you knifed yourself. I don't know what to tell you. But yes, we will be knifing Weiger throughout. I have a couple of notes about it.
I thought I looked pretty swole that entire dinner.
You look swollen. like something went wrong. Yes. We haven't even talked about a single food item. Oh, my God.
Which is fine.
We're in there.
Yeah, we can still stay on the menu because they look dirty
yes.
and like chili stained. They like
right.
they look gross.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I'm conflicted because it definitely has character. Like it definitely feels like, oh, this is a place that has, you know, you can tell it's like lived in. You can tell it has some history to it.
Yeah,
but I think there's a way to
like a bad character, like a.
Well, yeah. Well, one of my notes here is everyone here is miserable.
You were looking at Nick and I.
For the listeners at home, I'm a delight. Just so everybody knows, you got to see this crowd. They're losing it.
But yeah,
it does have character.
Right, yeah.
It does. And there's photos of the celebs
there's
that have been there.
So many headshots inside.
They
so,
seem to be
so many.
Missing three very important people. I'm sorry, Quentin Tarantino's up there, not me. Name one thing he's done. I've been on a podcast. Thank you.
Why did there's so many other celebrities you're going to pick?
Oh, Celine Dion. I was mad about that. Oh, that's the Canadian queen you're going to pick? I'm sorry.
It seems like there was a time where they were really reaching for celebs up there. They put pretty much everyone up there.
Yeah, but I will also say, like, sometimes you'll go, you know, in L.A., you'll go to, like, the dry cleaners or something, and they'll have, like, a celebrity up there, and it'll be, like, Kevin Jackson. And you're like, who is Kevin? And it's just like some guy, it's just a man.
Yeah.
And he just like signed his headshot. And you're like, who the fuck is this? And
well, like, hold on. You don't know who Kevin Jackson is?
All right, sorry.
You fucking idiot. He's already, come bring him out.
Look at him!
We got
you know,
K-Jack?
Honestly, though, I'd kill to be on a dry cleaner wall. I really would. But so, I wouldn't give.
Yeah, so there's like a, you'll see a lot of that, and here they're at least genuine celebrities with genuine signatures. You'll see, you know, I mean, Guy Fieri's up there, Will Ferrell's up there. You know, there's some real, Quentin Tarantino was mentioned, Celine Dion, these are actual celebrities. So, like, you know, it has that going for it. It definitely has some cachet as a place that, again, like you were saying, people think of L.A. and they're like, oh, you got to go to Pink's. And I think celebs kind of, a lot of whom are new to the city when they start their careers, do the same sort of thing and end up getting some sort of attachment to it.
I got an idea for the Bruce Willis dog.
I'm sorry. Are you working on that? Did I miss something in the
I brought up
play?
The Bruce Willis dog. Okay. You eat it and at the end you find out it's something else. A Sixth Sense reference.
Right.
Like you eat it and then at the end on the in the little carton it says... This is actually chicken or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and spoon that or whatever your thing is.
I don't have a thing like you do.
Yeah. Yeah. You were out here spooning people or something.
No.
I was listening in the back.
Don't say that.
That's what I heard. Two people from what I heard. Two spoons.
Seems like you might have some issues with, like, allergens or something
if
you're openly deceiving the customer.
You know what you should say? Warning, can't be allergic to anything if you want this.
Oh, that's good. That's a good disclaimer.
That'll get them lining up for sure.
You have to sign a waiver that you have no food allergies or, like, ethical objections to eating any food of any sort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did that at
Then you go wild.
I signed a diarrhea waiver at Pink's. Did you guys not sign that? I can't wait for you guys
to hear. We didn't talk about this
yet,
but it sounds like you maybe got diarrhea.
Yes, there are some M. Night Shyamalan style hints that perhaps at the end of this journey, some diarrhea was had.
For the viewers listening at home,
there's no viewers again.
And I do say viewers. You got to see me. I'm deathly thin, so I really can't afford to get that diarrhea. Honestly, I can't afford to lose the cows, to be honest.
Jesus Christ. Oh, that's awful.
I will say, despite... So we get into the line, we get up towards the counter, and I will say, despite sort of like, you know, maybe just a general sort of malaise within, I thought the staff was super friendly, super efficient.
They were.
It was kind of remarkable. Apparently, there's a Gordon Ramsay episode where he goes and takes a restaurant to a staff to Pink's just to see how an efficiently managed kitchen is run. And you see it. Oh. I mean, they've got so many dogs and so many burgers on that flat top, and they're just rolling them out with real expediency. It's quite impressive.
She repeated the woman at the cash repeated the order twice to make sure it was right.
Like verbatim, our lengthy order. And it was,
huge order. Yeah.
I like how comprehensive they are. Well, let's get into it. We'll start with the dogs.
Okay.
And we shared bites, so we shared nibbles of everything.
Oh, don't say nibbles.
All right.
No, Nick is the only one who nibbled.
No, he didn't nibble. He like, it's in my notes. You'll see. it's in my notes.
All right, now I'm already self-conscious eating hot dogs. This is making me more so.
No, it's not a bad note.
Okay, good.
We'll make them a hot dog they can't refuse. We started off with the Brando dog. I thought I'd do something like you would.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's very cute.
No, Mitch, I remember you were at the table saying, I'm running out these jokes. You told us you were writing.
No, there was another joke, which I hope I did write down. Oh no! I have it. The joke is later.
Okay, great. Oh, that's a good one. This is my wider. This is what he's gonna feel. Okay. Let's keep it going.
Wiger, you're in for a treat, my man.
I'm just happy you did some prep for a show.
Don't applaud him. He needs it.
So the Brando dog is a 9-inch stretch dog, mustard, onion, chili, and shredded, in all caps for some reason, cheddar cheese.
Mm. Yeah, why is that capitalized?
No idea. No.
Do they think he was in Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, when they added that to the menu, it was before IMDb. So some guy was just like,
I think he's Shredder. I'm pretty sure he's Shredder.
Yeah.
Put it on.
That'd be a great late career role for him. I mean,
yeah, that would be great.
It's like how Orson Welles' final performance is as a voice in the Transformers movie.
Oh yeah, no, it's that's depressing.
It's like if that was Brando's final turn, was like being Shredder in like Secret of the Ooze. So I mean, it's a very standard. I think they have other chili cheese dogs with just like you know, regular slices. Mm-hmm. A very capable chili dog. I like that it has mustard on it. You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess a lot of it hinges on how you feel about Pink's chili, which is that very, very thin chili sauce.
It's funny to say.
Thin?
I don't know what you're talking about with
it's,
that either.
It's like there aren't beans. It's like kind of meaty, but it's like not like it's closer to a chili sauce than like a chili con carne
it's
that you need.
It's literally a brick of chili per dog.
It's a lot of chili.
Yeah.
I would say
also, you liked that it had mustard on it.
Yeah, I love that it had mustard
that's
on it.
That's a part of your review. Any hot dog can have mustard on it.
Yeah, we got free mustard and ketchup, which I thought was a plus.
I know.
No, that wasn't a plus.
I did.
That's insane to not give out ketchup and mustard at a hot dog place.
It was a plus. Hey, welcome to Toronto. Good luck. You gotta bring your own.
They do have giant, like keg-sized pump-action containers of mustard and ketchup, mm-hmm. and that's actually great. And they've got
stand at one point.
Yeah,
I did 3 minutes on the mustard.
And they give you really big cups for holding it, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I like
cups and ice. I say cups and ice to drink it for God's sakes.
You were continuing with a keg stand run.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I like that it has mustard on it because I think that's a good like it's a good component of a chili dog. Yes, you can add your own, but I mean,
uh-huh. You're right.
There's some decision making.
I didn't think that there was enough mustard on it. Personally,
they could have gone a little heavier, but I like that. I mean, I thought it was a fine chili cheese dog.
Sure.
I'm not sure how much higher than fine I would go.
Well, this is tough because now we're just getting right into the chili, which I'm not sure I love the chili overall.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It's a little goopy. It's a little, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. Hey, Brando, stick to the movies. Okay.
Long dead.
I'm going to knife that one up big time. I'm going to knife it up.
The Brando estate, take that.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think each of these celebrities is personally responsible for these hot dogs?
Guess what? Rosie O'Donnell is, because that's what I ordered. We'll get to that. You're damn right I'm writing a letter.
But yeah, you're right. The Brando dog is so chili contingent. And, you know, mm-hmm. we got some other menu items with chili, including the Rosie O'Donnell Long Island dog, 9-inch stretch dog topped with mustard, onions, chili, and sauerkraut. So, you know, as I kind of mentioned in the intro, it's like, which you guys tuned out, there are a handful of ingredients that they kind of just put on in different configurations on their different dogs. I feel like they've got just a few. And this is like you know, an example of that. Basically, it's the same thing as the Brando dog, except they throw in some sauerkraut.
You know what I didn't like about the Rosie O'Donnell dog? The couches they put on top of
them. Right.
Hard to chew those.
Who was going
to
make that joke? Oh, fabulous.
Not edible. Should give a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't like about it is that I was almost finished with it, and then they replaced it with a Caroline Ray dog.
I mean,
it's weird to put that into. You were almost done with the Rosie O'Donnell show in real life,
right? Yeah,
and then they made it the Caroline Ray show.
Okay,
just the one to one.
Here's my two cents. I was there for what some people are calling a rude 15 minutes while I waited. So I had very rude 15-minute wait. So I had so much time to look at the menu. Couldn't think of anything. Oh. Truly couldn't think of anything. We get up to the line. Nick was like, oh, do you guys want to see the, like, paper menus? Because, you know, it has one of those, like, big menus.
They have a big signboard up above the window.
It's called a signboard, yes.
And then they've got, but the paper menus aren't up until the register, which is at the front of the line.
Exactly.
Which is, it'd be nice if there were more some towards the entrance of the line.
So there's different hot dogs on that menu that aren't on the weird paper smattered all over the place.
Yeah.
And I see Rosie O'Donnell dog, and you got to believe me when I say, boy, did I laugh out loud. And I thought, I'm a woman in comedy. Why not support? Here's what I wrote in my note. Rosie O'Donnell dog, I fucked up. Let me tell you this. Now, here's the thing. I thought I should get a dog with sauerkraut on it. It's 2018, and I'm a woman. I've earned the right. We have fought long enough to get crowd on our dogs. And then they, Pink's, decided, well, we're going to get some chili in there. I'm thinking, okay. So I take a bite of this thing. You guys saw me. I, like, regurgitated.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was so gross. It was so overpowering.
Yeah.
It was
a lot of crowd.
Like two dicks fighting each other for king of the dicks. Like, it was so bad. And everyone was jizzing nasty. It was awful. It was awful. This is how I felt. It was so bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, sure, yeah.
Yeah, we get it,
yeah,
sure.
Get it,
you guys with me on this one?
I'm with you. It was not good. It was bad.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the sauerkraut was so dominant. You ought to be a total kraut freak to
enjoy that. I didn't hate this as much as you guys did, but the sauerkraut was a little. It was so much.
It's just overpowered. It's just a lot. I mean, that's the dominant element there.
To give you an idea of what we're in for, my Brando dog. I wrote chili, not great. Adding more mustard was very helpful. Probably my second favorite. So.
Yeah.
Things aren't going to get better.
Right. It's not a great sign when adding your own condiments is like such an essential part. I mean, like you would hope that the dishes were come out just ready to be eaten. Mm-hmm. We also got the Emeril Lagasse Bam dog.
Oh god. Oh my god.
Which now, is like how she ordered the Rosie dog, you got the Emeril one because you were so excited about Emeril.
I saw Emeril's name up there and I lost my mind.
Oh yeah, Nick, you review this one first. You're excited about it.
I'm pretty sure that you'd said to her when you ordered it, the Emeril Lagasse Bam dog.
Yeah.
She was like, oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Look, I liked his original show, I liked his live show, I even liked his short-lived sitcom. So the Emeril Lagasse Bam dog comes with cheese, bacon, coleslaw, and jalapenos. And you know, you guys know I'm something of a heat seeker, so I like a little bit of capsaicin in there. I like a little bit of spice.
You have a very small, spicy fan base. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah,
a couple people were like, ooh, like sexy about your spice.
I didn't give a lot of room to respond because I was self-conscious about saying it. But
yeah, that's what the issue was. If you let that breathe, this place would have went crazy.
Look, you think you want me to take the money we make off the show and apply it to a new roof after we blow it off this place? You gotta take it easy. The bacon is super. I mean, it was super duper crispy. It was really just fried to a crisp, which you know some people like. I guess that's just the nature of it, just sitting on that flat top grill all day. The cheese is just
like
American
a little bit. I like my bacon not well. I like.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I like it meaty. Like, what do you call it? Rare? I mean, like not rare.
You're trying to be so fancy about bacon right now.
Medium rare. I like a very undercooked bacon.
I don't think you'd apply steak like temperatures to bacon.
I know, goddammit, but help me out here.
I know what you mean. Like just like a little bit cooked.
I like
not
to
like
slurp
super
it in like spaghetti, if you know what I mean.
God. Good God.
And now you know why we have no results. You can't slurp bacon.
I like the jalapenos. There aren't a lot of menu items that are like spicy. Like there's a lot of. Maybe there were more, but I had trouble picking them out from the fucking Bible of a menu that they have. They just have so many options. I didn't see a lot that had added heat. So you know, it was nice that they had the jalapenos. It added a little bit, and the coleslaw nicely contrasts with it and cools it down. Uh-huh. But you know, again, like the sauerkraut, there's a lot of coleslaw, just a lot of it. And you know, again, it comes down to how much you like coleslaw, and specifically on a hot dog.
Too much coleslaw.
Yeah,
it kind of. It also cooled it up. They should have called it the Mr. Freeze dog, because it was cold as hell.
Right.
The coleslaw. It was too cold. It was too cold. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
We got cheese, bacon, jalapenos on this. We had coleslaw.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze dog. Right. I get it.
Fuck you.
Yeah. No, I'm with Mitch. It was a bit of a cool down in terms of what we were reading, but here's my two cents. I don't mind saying.
You're supposed to say.
Here's my two cents. I'll invite myself to say it. I saw those jalapenos, and I thought to myself, not today. I took them off. I'm not as sexy as Nick. I'm not going to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what the green stuff was, and I didn't question it, because I thought, these guys are my friends. They would never hurt me. I take a bite, and let me tell you this. I was jizzed upon in my face. All over my face! It was a knife of jizz! It exploded! It exploded everywhere! And
are you talking about the mayo?
I'm talking about whatever the green plop was that was on top of it. I guess coleslaw. I don't know. And it was like, it was the most, I mean, I said it was the most invasive experience of my life. I almost filed a police report. Truly, I was that upset. It was honest to God.
The police got there and they just locked up Wagger immediately.
Yeah, it was
my, hold on.
It
him
was
again.
My Superman contest. And let me tell you this, I didn't win. It was bad. And I spat that one out.
Did we lose 3 people? They left. Oh, is it a Bruce Willis situation?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. I loved it. Come back.
They're big sauerkraut fans. They were.
Oh, yeah. I got them on the Rosie.
It's good on the podcast to talk about how people are walking out.
Yeah. Listen, for the viewers at home, 3 walked out, 30 walked in. But, yeah, I wasn't. I didn't know that was coleslaw, and I guess I should have asked.
It was, I mean, especially if you didn't know what you were getting, it's so sweet that I think it would be jarring.
Yes, sweet.
It wasn't particularly good coleslaw was the other issue.
Well, yeah, because it's super diced up, and it's also, there's just so much of it, and yeah, it's really, really sweet. The Brooklyn Pastrami Dog, I think, was the winner, and this was the simplest
This
of
is
these.
What I wanted. This is my order, baby.
Yes. Hot dog. All right.
Yes.
Got the best thing on the menu.
All right, calm down. This is just a hot dog, mustard, and pastrami. It's very, very simple. It's decent quality pastrami. I don't know what the source of it is, but it's fine, you know? And it actually works really well. And I feel like they had sufficient mustard on this one.
Yeah, pastrami was good. This was like, I think they're just doing a little, there's too much going on with most of the stuff that we had.
Right.
And this one even sounds like a lot of stuff, but it was kind of simple by comparison. It was good.
Yeah.
This is my favorite one. And you like this one too.
Here's the thing. Before I ordered, I texted my boyfriend to ask him if I liked pastrami. Because I'm a woman and can't decide.
Jesus, poor Norm. Norm has to tell you if you like pastrami?
Because I remember we got it once, and I remember having a dramatic reaction, but I didn't remember what it was. Mm. So I had to ask him, and he said, you don't like pastrami. And I thought, there goes 3/4 of the menu. You got it. We split everything in 3, so everybody tried everything, and I had a bite of it. I truly loved it. I will not knife this. I'll napkin it. I'll wrap it up like a baby and hold it close to my chest. I loved it. Whatever that
the
stuff
opposite
was.
Of knifing is napkin?
You know it! Because if you knife someone, they bleed out. When you napkin them, you stop the blood.
Oh.
I've been stabbed. Quick, get me a napkin.
Yeah, you get it.
You scoff, Mitch, but that scene plays out in the film Goodfellas.
Oh.
And remember at the end, he's
they're not napkins. Those are
aprons.
They're he's like, aprons, you piece aprons. Of shit.
Oh, please. Aprons are thick napkins, and everybody
Thank you.
Knows it.
And where does Goodfellas take place? Brooklyn. I rest my case.
I don't remember.
Does
I
it
just
take
don't
place
know
in Brooklyn?
What we're talking about.
Oh, I actually don't think it's in Brooklyn.
It's in New York.
Right. All right, whatever.
Whatever. You know what? I'll give you a pass. I don't give a shit.
Look, we can both agree, regardless of the truth, that was worth it. It's good that I did that.
I also want to give a shout out to Norm, because we were upstairs in the green room.
Norm's great.
And you were like, Norm will get us drinks. No big deal.
Yeah.
You text Norm. He comes up only with a drink for me. And he's like, hey, here's your drink, Mitch. What? And I was like... Atlanta, what? And you're like, I forgot to put in my drink order. You made me look like an asshole.
And let's just say my plan worked. You had your mind, if I'm not going to be the darling of these doughboys. Oh, please.
Great. You won your boyfriend over. Great job.
Whatever it takes.
Also, you don't have to really like be like Ethan Hunt to hatch an elaborate scheme to prove Mitch is an asshole.
Oh, my God. That movie was so good. Did you guys see
Oh, Fallout's the best.
I thought this late night hour would you. I thought you'd still be up on that energy for Mission Impossible. You were all excited after seeing it.
I saw it yesterday.
Oh my God, it was so good. I just saw today. Who Wants to Know the End?
Atlanta.
Oh, they do not. No,
dies!
No.
Okay.
No, no. Right. No, they're so mad. Quick.
God,
your knife play only gets so much goodwill. When you turn your blades on the audience, they recoil.
I would never spoil a movie, truly. I would never.
Okay,
I draw the line there as well, guys.
Man, it must have been a shitty night for Natalie last night.
And then he drove his motorcycle around.
That's great, Nick. We gotta go to bed, honey.
Mitch, I'll have you know, every night is a shitty night for my wife.
Shit, we just got knifed. That was great.
So we also got the, in the hot dog family, the pastrami burrito dog, and this is akin to the Okie dog, if anyone knows it from out here in LA staple.
No.
This is a big Polish dog, chili, cheddar cheese, onions, 3 slices of bacon, but the twist is it's wrapped in a big flour tortilla. Oh. So it's like you're just learning this? We had this meal together. You had bites of this.
And we, like, fully talked about it.
Interesting. Very interesting.
You know, even though it's, like, it's got so much chili. I mean, it's the beans and rice that would be in a burrito is just all chili.
That one was the most packed.
Yeah, it's so packed with chili.
That was too much was fucking going on with that
It's excessive.
Thing. It was too much. It was way too much.
The only thing I'll say is that the tortilla is lighter than the buns they use.
Yeah.
And so, in a way, it's like kind of like with it. Yeah, it's got a lot of chili, but
you came around
on
it, I remember, right?
Yeah, it's kind of lateral with the hot dogs in terms of how heavy it is, just because it's got less starch.
Oh, wait. Are we talking? Because you finished yours, right?
Did we miss a hot dog?
No, you finished your burrito.
Your piece of the burrito, right?
I did.
Mitch and I didn't. This leads to one of my notes. Weiger went to town. Is Mitch too concerned about his new buff bod to let loose?
I realized I had nothing to flex. There's nothing there.
Mitch is holding up his arm and doing a Popeye like flexing motion for those of you who are listening.
My arm looks
to this.
Like one of the chickens that are raised in like made for just wings. Look at that. Jesus.
Come on.
It's whatever it's bright. If the light's reflecting off, people are melting in the audience. It's like opening up the Ark.
I will say this, Nick.
You have pale skin, but you're fucking built, man. Don't downplay it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, built for what? I will say this, Weiger. That sounded like a slam, but I actually think it was your strength, and here's why. Because you ate everything, you got all the parts. I mainly just had the chili of that burrito dog, and I gave up. So it's like, I don't think I had the full
don't
taste.
Don't fucking congratulate him for eating the whole thing.
He needs something. We're fucking slashing him up here.
Which brings me to my point.
Yes.
You and I both got Diet Cokes, Diet
oh,
Coke
baby.
Club.
Oh, baby, okay. Here's this note.
We're Diet Coke Club, and then Bobby Boucher over here.
Yeah.
One bottle of water, please.
This is what I wrote. Weiger water intake at an all-time high.
All right.
Mitch and I partying with Diet Cokes.
The Bobby Boucher joke is the one I wrote down. Not a great response. Still happy I wrote it down. And I was like, look at Bobby Boucher over here. And she went, who? And I went, Bobby Boucher. Who's that? I wrote down in my notes, Bobby Boucher is the character Adam Sandler played in The Waterboy. Showed you it. And then I think you hadn't seen the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Look, I was afraid we'd relive this on stage. I don't like caffeine after 3 p.m. because I stay up all night. They had a limited number of beverage options. I went with a bottled water, which is a Pink's bottled water, which
ooh,
I thought was novel. I mean,
it's chilly.
Yeah. Plastic bottle of piping hot chili. No, it was just fine water. It's probably like Sparklets just relabeled or something.
For everybody everywhere else listening, we are in a heat wave right now, so yes. You made the right choice.
Right.
We didn't for our bodies.
Dude, yeah. Diet Coke is fine. It hydrates you.
What?
Yeah.
No.
It does a little bit.
Why'd you turn on the Diet Coke Club? It was our thing.
Listen, man, we like to party, but it comes at a price.
But I mean, there's no real use in spending a lot of time at the Bevs because they're conventional Bevs. They weren't even out of a fountain, right?
Sure.
No, yeah.
Also, what is this brand? Niagara brand water?
I ripped mine off.
This is not being filmed.
I haven't encountered Niagara before.
Has anyone ever heard of Niagara brand water? Is
like
that
Niagara
a normal?
Niagara Falls?
Yeah, I guess so.
Established 1963. I don't know. It's been around.
Touche.
A Boucher.
A Bobby Boucher.
We also got the Jaws The Big One Burger.
Yeah.
This is a cheeseburger with a Polish sausage, bacon, chili, lettuce, tomatoes, and mayo.
Right in the middle of Shark Week, by the way.
This was one of the paper advertisements, right?
Yeah, this is the one they seem to really push it. They devote a lot of real estate to it on the menu, and they have a big sign for it, and I think partly because it's probably a high-margin menu item.
Yeah, let me just say.
Go for it.
That burger goes on the grill gray, and it comes off just as gray. I didn't write that down. I don't know what I was looking at, but it's a gray burger.
It really is.
Yeah,
it's a disturbing like color to the meat,
uh-huh.
and it tastes bad. Like the patty, I think the burger patty was the worst tasting thing I had.
If you had to ask me what it tasted like, I'd say gray.
It was crunchy.
Yeah, I mean
it was super well done. I think they just have all those again. You just go on the flat top and it's just super cooked through.
The biggest problem we all had this one. Back me up, boys.
Yeah,
it needed a stronger bun. So what
it
they
really
did was,
oh God, yeah.
And this isn't a good way to use a napkin. They took a burger and they put two napkins around it and they handed it to us and we ate it. They called it a bun. I called it two napkins. It fell apart. We tried to, like, all of us were trying to, like, grip it, and we're all being cute.
I give you props for trying it because we both took bites of it, and we're like, here you go, and we slid it to
Why?
You.
Why? Because I'm a woman?
No, because it was a disgusting mound.
They did. They tried to save me, and I was like, I'll do it, and boy, have I been mad at them since. I shouldn't have done it. It slipped. Like, you go to take a bite. You're holding the bun. Your finger's, like, indenting in it. And you take a bite and the rest just like pops out the back.
Right,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I gave birth to a burger out my mouth.
Yeah, I mean inedible, not in the sense that, of taste, although I didn't like how it tasted, but just like it was so hard to eat that it just like fell apart. And
exactly.
They needed a more substantial bun. They just had like an off-the-shelf sort of, you know, it felt like a grocery store plastic bun you would get in a plastic bag off the shelf. It was just like it's not substantial at all, not high quality.
The patty's big though.
The patty's
like bigger than the bun.
And they've got so much shit on that. I just say like if you're going to have this, you know, super expensive, like opulent over the top thing, like make it worth it if someone's going to order that and eat it.
Yeah.
And
here
it was just sort of like, oh, this is just whatever. I mean, it wasn't even pleasant to eat.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it just felt like a dare food.
You know what? Jaws wouldn't even eat that fucking burger if you threw it in the ocean.
Wait, I think you had a joke here. You may not have written it down.
What did I say?
You had a Jaws joke.
I did?
Yeah, I think like fuck.
We're
going to
need
it?
A bigger toilet.
Think, yeah.
I didn't say that. That's a new joke, which went pretty
good.
That
was great. That was good. It was some sort of bigger something variant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that works. Like, that's great. Let's start to punch it up.
We're going to need a bigger toilet is what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
There we go. I got to look. I'm going to see what the real joke was.
Yeah, I thought that was the low light of the experience. The French fries and onion rings, we got some sides. The fries, you know, they're seasoned fries. I thought the fries were pretty good, and I thought the onion rings were good, too. They're both well fried.
Yeah.
I found the joke. It's not good. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to. No, it said that.
Can I?
I said that Jaws would get messy if he ate the burger.
I like that too. They're both good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sure, yeah, they're both good.
Yes to the fries and the onion rings.
Yeah.
I had a bad experience at Carl's Jr.'s with those crisscrossers.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you got cold ones.
And these fries were delicious. And we said borderline. Like they were perfectly seasoned, but like I could see if you went back with the wrong chef or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? It could go wrong, but they were perfect.
Yeah, we got them at the time where, I mean, maybe they were, they should change the oil soon when we got them, but like in maybe.
Yeah, the oil needs to be changed very soon.
But I thought they were good, and I thought they were good executions of some classic sides, and I like the seasoning on the fries.
Me too.
Yeah, the onion rings were all right, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The onion rings were a good size. We all commented on that. Not too big, not too little. They were like a physical good size of onion.
They seem homemade, but I don't know. But they could just be some brand.
No, someone brought them from home. I saw them bring them in. They're homemade.
And we got a little dessert, which I actually
which you went ahead and ordered without telling us.
Oh, I treated it as an appetizer, too. I digged in right away.
Yeah, no, we saw.
We got a little coconut cake.
Yeah, wait. Oh, this is what I wrote. Yeah. Cake first, only in L.A. That was my note.
They're like, we have dessert. We have dessert. We have two cakes. And Walker's like, coconut cake. He like yelled it out. And we're like, all right, sure. That chocolate cake also looks nice.
But I liked it. I ended up really
liking
it.
Yeah, I liked the coconut cake. I thought it was good.
I said I wrote down that it was a good bad cake. It's exactly it was like a perfectly good bad cake.
I do wonder what the source was. I assume some local baker, but I thought it was perfectly competent and nice to have, you know, some sweet treat that's not I don't know. I mean, nice to have something that feels like relatively freshly baked. But that does bring me to a core deficiency which we discussed there. Why doesn't this place have shakes? It's such a perfect shake spot.
Yeah, I mean, it needs shakes.
Get some blenders in there. Get some ice cream. Uh-huh. Have some shakes on the menu. It's already an indulgent spot. You got fries. You got dogs. You got burgers. Yeah. Make it a classic Shake Shack.
Get one big blender, only one flavor of ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be happy with that. No shakes? No thanks. That's what I said. I couldn't believe it. I'm up there high and dry with this cake. Please, I can't take that to go.
Yeah. Right.
No, you're right. No, it is a nice dry little end to the meal.
But it's not a great that sort of like burger stand dessert. It's just not really fitting. It's not really appropriate. It's not what we.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
Which I was upset about because when we went to Carl's, the only thing I liked was the shake. So I told you guys I was excited to get the shake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At this place, I didn't look up the menu before. I'm very busy, but. I was so excited to get one, and then they didn't have it. And we, realized that halfway through the meal.
Right.
And we were wait a second.
It would be a dog and a shake. That's a great, that's an L.A. institution.
Now that's a band. If I've ever heard one. Mitch is starting a band, by the way, guys.
I'm not starting any band.
He's starting a band.
A Dave Matthews cover band.
Dog and a shake.
We were talking about how, hey, who wouldn't listen to the Knife Cast with Alana?
Oh, yeah.
We did. Wait, did you say who wouldn't listen?
All of them. All of them
everyone doesn't
listen.
Want it.
I think you frame that. We talked to you a little bit about after the show. We were like you're so great on the show and people love you.
Knife Cast.
Alana Johnston should start a podcast.
Well, I did want to start a podcast called Cream Dream where I just talk about creams, how thick they are, what's going on with them. And the problem is, couldn't get past 5 minutes. Most of them are thick. So if you guys have any ideas, please tweet at me, Alana_Johnston, # how you cream in, and let me know your podcast ideas. I'd love to get them in there. Yeah, that's it.
All right, so those are all the menu items we got through at Pink's. I think it's time to get to our final judgment here.
Yeah.
So we'll each go around. We'll sort of give our closing argument, if you will, and give this a rating. One to five forks.
I didn't realize we were arguing, but okay.
Well, it's not an argument. I mean, in the courtroom sense. Yes,
I've never been in court. I'm a good person. I don't know.
Weiger's there a lot.
Yeah. Hold on.
I got to tell all my neighbors. You didn't like
not
that.
Not in the sex offender registry.
He's not. He's like probably one of the better guys I know.
let's get to our final thoughts. Alana, you are our guest. We will start with you. Your thoughts on Pink's hot dog. Your score out of 5 utensils.
We've waited
utensils.
About. Yeah, he knows I'm going to say knife. We've waited 5 to 7 hours to hear this. Here's my thing, guys. The overall. Pink's stinks. I'm sorry. Too much chili. Not enough Elena on the walls. Rosie O'Donnell let me down. If I'm giving it a couple of utensils, I'm going to give it... Wait, this is out of five, right?
Out of five, yeah.
Yeah, guys, we're giving that two knives.
Wow.
Wow, two knives.
Because I... And the two... One knife for the appetizers,
right,
and one for the pastrami dog.
That's
why I came up with two knives.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go
ahead, because
Mitch.
I didn't go there to have cake.
Right.
We should get into this. Did you have diarrhea? Did any of us have diarrhea?
That's five diarrheas out of me, baby!
Nick, did you have tummy troubles?
I
did have tummy troubles.
I had some tummy troubles, but not diarrhea. Like, I didn't, like, go home and, like, fucking blast diarrhea in my bowl. But I definitely, like, felt
Jesus.
Like... I definitely had, like,
indigestion. By the way, that seems intentional.
Hey, anybody in the audience that went to Pink's before the podcast, you guys blasted out there or what?
I had some major tummy trouble.
Yeah.
That maybe lasted till today.
I definitely was uncomfortable and had some indigestion. I mean, it's like an insanely heavy meal.
Yeah.
I don't know how much is that specifically what Pink's is, or just like the fact that we're eating that volume of that much trashy food.
All right, here's what I think. I think it's strange that this place is one of LA's icons. Yeah. I like the fact that it's family run. That's cool. I think there's a lot of the staff there is really great. So I feel bad giving it a bad score because I thought the pastrami dog was good. So if there's a way to, but I almost didn't like any of the chili that was on any of the hot like any of the hot dogs.
Yes.
I would get rid of the chili. Toss it in the streets. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Fuck you, La Brea.
The La Brea fucking chili pits from here on out.
Oh my God! Yes, yes.
Jesus, oh, that was bad. Sorry, everyone. It needs a shake component. If you added shakes to it, you pared down the menu.
Yeah.
I think it would be a place. Oh, I get it. I get why it's a classic. I think that Mel's Drive-In feels more of a classic, even though it's from San Francisco. It feels like more of a classic LA thing to me.
Right, but I mean, they're very much trying to, like, you know, Mel's. I think it's like an homage to kind of that car culture,
sure,
sort
yeah.
of drive-in sort of. I think that
is
actually
it,
came a little later.
Felipe's or is it Philippe's?
Philippe's, yeah.
Philippe's?
The French dip spot.
The French dip spot. I think that's more of a kind of a classic LA place. I can't think of much other things is the issue. I mean, this is a great food city.
Well, I think it depends on how much you want to talk about the importance of a place being here since the 1930s,
yeah.
and how much is like the importance of a place just being something that affects LA's identity. Like I would say, like a place like Guayla Gates or Gitlada, which are more recent places, but these are like fantastic restaurants.
But you gotta
that are
have
local
an you gotta
LA.
Have an old spot like this. I just
Musso and Frank's been here for a while. I mean, that's you know, it's like a steak and martini place.
Sure,
but.
I'd love to go there with you guys and record another podcast.
Jesus,
thanks.
I wish it was better. I feel bad not liking it as much as it. I think that Bruce Willis is a fucking dipshit.
Oh
wow.
God.
That bald fucker. Come on the podcast, prove me wrong.
Oh my God.
God. It's hard for me. A family run business, I do think it's stupid that people wait outside for this stuff. And I will say that they are good with their orders, but. Once we ordered, it took a while, and it slowed everything down. Like the line started to back up as soon as we put in orders.
Mitch,
you're used to that, though.
I'm gonna oh, you piece of shit. Two forks, one tine for me.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I feel bad.
You don't need to feel bad. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it comes down to with Pink's is, like, is it worth the trouble?
Yeah.
Because there's either a long, you know, at minimum you're waiting in a line outside, and you know you're eating on it's expensive for what you're getting. The atmosphere has a lot of character, but is a little dingy. And I'd say like the. You know, given all of that, given how much trouble it is to go to Pink's, and yes, there are you know about two dozen locations now. They're kind of all over the country. They're you know, it may be different locations may have a different experience in terms of dining, but it's still always something that you kind of have to go to. It's not something that's just going to be like right there.
Yeah, nobody's bringing me those hot dogs.
Right? Is it worth that trouble? And I say no. Yeah. It's a thing you experience once because your curiosity has been piqued because you've heard people talk about it. You're like, this is a spot that has some cachet, some history, some connection to L.A. So I feel like I have to go there because I saw it in the opening credits for James Corden. But but when you actually eat the food is, at best, it's replacement-level chili cheese dogs, right? At best. It's like stuff you could get at a lot of places. You could
if you're Sonic the Hedgehog, are you stopping in or are you rolling right by?
Let me tell you, he just keeps going.
Yeah. Wow.
He'll sprint through the drive-thru of a Wiener Schnitzel before he'll stop off at Pink's and wait in that line, tapping his toe the whole time.
Oh yeah! What a great game.
It's you know, the food is fine. I don't. Some of it was bad. Some of it was fine. Nothing was like wow, this is great.
Yeah. That pastrami dog was pretty good.
Pastrami dog was pretty good.
You have to remember that was in comparison because we didn't start with the pastrami dog.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So
you're right.
I think if you know what I mean, like I think if we'd had that first, we'd be like, okay, yeah, this is okay, but because we had it after a couple of fails, we were like, okay,
right,
now we got a dog.
We might have been primed for that. We were getting kneed in the balls for like 60 minutes straight.
Oh, my balls were swole like Mitch. Yeah. You should have seen them.
I don't do any of those exercises with my trainer. We're not working on my balls.
And then someone punched us in the arm. We're like, hey, that's not so bad in comparison. Yeah, you're right. We could have been primed to maybe think of it a little bit differently.
We had the coconut cake first, which is your fault.
I like the cake.
Let me tell you, you guys want to live on the edge, get a little twisted. Start with your dessert course. You get a little sweet treat first, and then you get to work your way over to Savory Town. It works out great.
Poor Natalie.
She loves it.
We're getting wild tonight. We're ordering dessert first. Ice cream before my steak.
I got to agree with you guys. I think we're in the hand-holding club on this one. It's a two-fork chain. I mean, what is it? B-Sword's two forks. Two forks for Pink's.
I did a tine. Two fork and a tine.
You added a tine?
Yeah.
I'll go half a tine. Oh, two forks and a dull half tine.
What is that? What did we used to call that? Some ladder bullshit or something? Because she did two, you did two and a half, and I did two in one time.
All right, so we're ballpark buds because we're in the same general vicinity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were was it Stair Step Club? I heard someone say Stair Step Club. Stair Step Club.
Oh, shit, that was bad.
Yeah, it was really bad. That was
Fireman's Club. That's cooler, right? Like a ladder?
Yeah, all right, the Fireman's Club.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, that was our review of Pink's Hot Dogs. It's time for a segment. And hey, to introduce our segment, we've got a very special guest.
That's right.
Please give it up for the commissioner of the Doughboys Tournament of Champions, Mr. Evan Susser!
No chance, so that's what you got.
he's really gradually
making his way to the stage.
Oh, he's giving up. He's giving up the snack.
He's distributing treats. That's what's
for everybody listening at home. He's taking his top off. It's wild.
They're playing the entire "No Chance in Hell" song.
Susser has distributed cookies to the audience. Evan Susser, everybody.
Hey,
what a treat!
Hey, don't you dare open those cookies yet.
I heard someone gasp when you announced that I was here. I was so excited. You know, we're at the Improv. It's famous for their drop-ins. From Chris Rock.
Right.
To Dave Chappelle. I what a treat.
That guy gasped.
I'm here.
That guy, this show couldn't get any worse, could it?
It's like we're in a real-life episode of Crashing. I mean, what a treat for the audience. They paid a measly $35 or... $50, and then...
Oh, yeah, this crowd's loving it.
And then I'm here, too.
Susser, did you bring in those snacks for us?
I did,
okay,
Nick.
Okay, great, great, great.
God.
Oh, beautiful toast.
Guys, I got to give... Hey, you know what? I got to give it up to Susser. Susser's a dad. Commissioner Susser's a dad.
Oh, thank you.
That's the truth.
Thank you.
Poor kid. I've been over his house. He already had his daughter in between a loaf of bread.
To eat?
To eat, yes. No, what else do you think it would be for?
That's an insane joke. like he's Jupiter, like one of the gods? What on earth?
He accidentally made a sandwich, put his daughter in it. He didn't do it. I stopped him.
Thank God you popped in.
Oh, Susser, thank you so much. We haven't seen you in a little while.
It's been a minute.
You've been very busy.
It's been a while.
It has been. The big news that came out, you and your writing partner, Van Robichaux, of course, were the original writers of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Sure.
Which has cast Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik.
What?
How about that?
Yeah, it's
true.
He's
to perform right on this stage.
Yes. And in fact, if ever... No, he's not here. Nope.
But I have to ask while I have
God.
You.
Yes. Get to it, for God damn it.
Can you confirm the rumor that Dr. Robotnik forges an alliance with Ray the Flying Squirrel to fight Marine the Raccoon?
We're all dying to hear it.
Well, Nick, as you alluded to, as the original writer, I haven't worked on the project in a little while.
Right.
I actually do know the answer to that question, though.
Yeah, please, please.
Unfortunately, not at liberty.
Oh, okay. All right, so we've got... What snack did you bring for us, Susser?
I brought Oreo Thins. So, Mitch, this will be a foreign concept to you.
Wow, the knife fucking rubbed off on you.
Oh, my God.
Eat that baby sandwich. Oreo Thins, salted caramel. They seem to just be... Thin Oreos with a salted caramel flavor. That's the
Blonde Oreos.
Everybody, right. If you have them.
Yeah, so some of these got distributed to the audience, so I think this may be a thing of a puff puff pass situation. If you want to. You wanna
obviously,
open up those
a
Oreos.
Man who has never done that before.
Take one out and
whoa,
pass it
I gotta
to your
say,
neighbor.
These things fucking
very
smell.
Strong.
Real quick,
Jesus Christ. Can we get the allergens list off of that just in case?
If you guys
what the fuck are you for someone in the audience?
Yeah, I want to make sure I don't want anyone to.
Sorry,
fucking have
you dying at the show, baby.
God,
yeah.
More
that's
listens.
So grim. More listens.
I mean, that's what happens at the Improv. People die on stage all the time.
Contains wheat and soy.
Wheat
for anyone
and soy.
Out there.
If you're allergic to wheat and soy, don't eat it. Go outside the room, maybe? I don't know.
Weiger, I got a gripe with your intro.
Yes, please.
Oh,
so
please.
It was all Bruce Willis focused.
Right.
And I thought, this is a home run, but you neglected. Tonight is the roast of Bruce Willis.
All right, here's the thing.
And you left it. It was a note unplayed.
Yeah, I maybe could.
And you roast hot dogs. It's perfect.
I was thinking.
No, he's right. He's right.
I was thinking of addressing it. And then what I got in my head about is that they'd actually taped the roast of Bruce Willis a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, it's airing tonight.
Oh, God damn it.
I just couldn't get... I just, like, that was like a mental block for me. So I was like, I figured I would just be sort of a mental Easter egg for people. They could be like, hey, you know, he's talking about Bruce Willis. It's the roast of Bruce Willis tonight. They could kind of make that connection on their own.
A visit inside your mind that no one wanted to take.
Susser asked, I answered. These are...
Whack.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I did a bad job.
Absolutely whack. First of all, they taste like poor man's peanut butter. Anybody else getting that?
I agree
right?
completely, yes. That's a great
poor
assessment.
Poor man's peanut butter, no question about it.
Right.
But thin.
No, hold on a second. I don't know what you mean at all by that.
Peanut butter's for the rich. We all know this.
Right.
Sure.
It's one of the more expensive nuts.
You think it tastes actually like peanut butter?
Well, it tastes like peanut butter, but like dollar store peanut butter.
Right.
We've all been there, hard times. But it tastes like fake peanut butter.
I just spilled.
Oh
my God! You spilled on your laptop.
I spilled on my laptop.
Oh, no.
A live spill.
Look.
Now we need the napkin.
No, we're okay.
Oh, he accidentally spilled on his laptop.
Oh my God!
The
this
FBI
lovely
is
gentleman.
Coming. Tomorrow.
Wow! A gentleman in the front row has handed me some napkins. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Scott.
Big hand for Scott, everybody. Saving my MacBook Pro.
You guys
he was like, yeah,
this.
Sure.
Hey, yeah, what a hero.
Hey, Weiger, is this how you were born?
Water touched electronic equipment.
All right.
Oh, I thought you meant he, like, spilt out onto a laptop. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
My man Mitch got it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's like an artificial peanut butter. It's
yeah.
like something that's like it's like a lab version of peanut butter.
I can taste the salt in a bite here or there.
It's subtle though. I don't hate these
as much as you guys do. The smell is very off-putting.
Yeah, that's a big part of it for me. I'm just like, this is unappetizing, and then you actually eat it, and it's still not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we think of the thin element?
Oh, I've never felt better. Let me tell you this. I could go right from one of these things to the runway. If anything, I've lost weight since I had it. No, I think it's dumb. It immediately fell apart. Like, I went to grip it and one part like popped open because
right.
there's not enough filling inside to keep the cookie together. So if you like breaking the Oreo cookies,
yeah.
this does the job for you.
I love golden Oreos. I think they're better than regular Oreos. I like Oreo thins even. I think they're a nice, there's a nice little textural variance to them, but these, like the salted caramel, I'm like, give me regular golden Oreos. This is not better than the default.
Here's another question. How do people feel about salted caramel as a flavor? I'll
love
start.
It.
Love it.
Love it.
I love it as well.
This doesn't really deliver.
Audience?
Love it. They love it.
Love it.
I like I like my Oreos like myself, double stuffed. I want more. I want more. I want them. What?
Like you're getting finger cuffed from both ends?
Of course your mind goes there, you sick fuck. No, I'm a bigger guy.
Oh, I gotcha.
A big buff guy.
Yeah.
According to you.
You're making people cheer that. Oreo thins, I don't like thins. That's what I call thin people, too. Get out of my way, you thin.
Mitch, come on, you don't like me?
Never been an issue, Sus. They're too why? I don't want the, who cares about the, give me the regular sized Oreos, right?
I think I agree with you. I think I prefer regular Oreos over the thins. I don't mind the
thins.
They're
too crackery.
Sure.
They're fucking crackers.
Oh yeah, we're ritzing out. There's no question about it.
So it seems like to varying degrees, we're all kind of on the whack side of the fence.
I'm gonna go soft whack because they're almost.
Much like you do every night.
Oh boy.
That is accurate. soft whack. Yes.
Let's get the audience. Sorry, were you gonna say, Alana?
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say this assessment is dedicated to my boyfriend because it's a hard whack. For me.
Wait a minute.
Nope.
What?
Yeah, whacking them real good. Oh, guys, no, we don't touch.
That is
yeah, this is the Norm who we're talking about and who came up earlier, who
he's
I was sitting next to. And the whole time he's muttering, I can't believe I got to get a drink for Mitch. Furious.
Oh, no.
God damn it. Norm. Thing.
I couldn't hear
it was
the whole
both
show.
Of us.
He was just like, what the fuck?
It was her idea.
What? Am I a butler?
You just got knifed.
Cesar, you're also whack on this
yeah.
one?
Yeah, not soft, not hard, just a whack.
Right down the middle.
Okay.
Audience, what are you guys? Is anyone, first, I guess, who, just everyone say whack if you thought whack.
Whack. Anybody a snack?
And it's.
Whoa!
Whoa! Wow, good
way off.
Snacks.
Or
good
loud people like it. I can't tell.
That's
wait,
wild.
Can we do this again? Can we? Okay, so.
No.
No, this will be good. So I'll say whack, and then, like, everybody. I'll say who says whack, and then everybody say whack. And then.
No, wait, only if you think
hold on,
that.
Hold on. We're going to game this. I'll say who thinks this is whack? Everyone, you guys, all you guys say whack.
Regardless of what you think?
Regardless of what you think, yeah. Regardless of what you think. And then when I say, who thinks it's a snack, no one say anything except for Scott. You just say snack, like, kind of quietly. All right? This is going to be good. All right. What do you guys think? Who thinks whack?
Whack!
And anyone out there think snack?
Snack.
Oh, my God. It worked. He was right.
All right. So the edit point is just
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, he was right.
We'll edit it. This will just be for you guys. The listeners will never know. Hey,
we're going to fake news the listeners? I can't stand for that. This podcast is about the truth.
I thought it was about chain restaurants, kind of.
That was snack or whack. Hey, so guys, so we're going to get the feedback. We're going to take some questions. I think there's a mic circulating potentially. What is the mic situation here? Are we just going to bring people up?
Do we have mine.
Is there a mic that someone's going
to
bring around? Yeah,
oh, there it is.
So a mic is circulating.
Is Emma? Hey, it's Emma.
Hey, it's our engineer Emma.
Emma, give it up for Emma.
Everyone. So if you have, Emma, if you don't mind helping us out, if you have a question, go raise your hand and Emma will walk over to you. Hi, right there. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Maddie.
Hi,
I'm
how Maddie. Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh,
good,
we're doing
you.
Great.
I'm a little tired.
So I just had a serious question. We're in the middle of a serious turbulent debate about straws in this country.
Wow.
Ooh.
And I just wanted to know your opinion. Does a straw have one or two holes?
Whoa. Ooh, this is a good question.
That's a great question.
Two is my vote. Because I could imagine a straw that one side was closed and you'd be like, there's only one hole in the straw.
I like that answer.
Yeah.
Also, you know, like, since the straw, the holes are on the same plane. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, planes. Smart.
But with a bendy straw, you can bend it. I'm going two holes as well.
Brave.
You
brave.
Guys, I mean, like, wait, boo. You got a mouth, you got a butthole. You don't count that as one.
Wow, good point.
Yes.
Good point. Although, in a way, what is your path?
Jesus.
What is your path from your mouth to your sphincter, but a bendy straw?
Good point.
Something of a crazy straw down there. I don't know. This is like a Zen comb. It's like what is the sound of one hand clapping? It's like a thing to meditate on.
So like Evan was saying,
we won't get to another question.
Like Evan was saying, it's closed off, so it's just like a tube, a cylinder. You poke one, and then you have the option to poke another, make a straw,
right?
Or the option to not and be a madman. It's up to you.
Yeah,
agreed.
I think two holes, one at each end. That's I think that's
yeah. Everyone knows where they are.
One on the top, one
okay,
in the side.
On.
One thing, two, one at the top, one in the middle.
All right.
The old Weiger straw.
Looks like we answered two questions.
any other questions on that? Thank you so much, Maddie. That was fantastic. Someone else. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
Hello. So, all this talk about hot dogs, I'm wondering what you guys think is the sexiest food or meal.
Oh, sexiest food or meal. Because a hot dog looks like a dick.
That makes a lot of sense, yes.
Hot dog is too big for first of all, that's too big. Too long. It's too long.
Yeah, it's
I went
a,
off,
yeah that's,
it's
yeah. A, it's, and Mitch, you don't know anything about that, so you were having a hard time handling
I went off on
boys.
A tangent to Weiger about how the Statue of David gets made fun of too much.
Right.
People are like, he's got a small penis. His penis is pretty nice. It's pretty big.
It's a fine, flaccid penis. It looks fine.
It's big.
And he's in fantastic shape.
I'm telling you,
a lot
of guys got bird's nests down there a lot of the time. This is the truth.
It's not. Let's not go crazy with big.
It is literally big. I've seen
it's fine
size. Big, literally.
Okay.
It is big.
Because he's a giant man.
Because he's a giant, yes. So, first of all, out the window already. I'm right. Second of all, it's decent sized.
I'm sorry, are we talking about food? Because my answer is ice cream.
Oh, wait.
The statue.
Big announcement.
What?
I forgot about my big announcement.
Oh, boy, this leads right into it.
Yeah. How did you forget that? That was the biggest thing you had to do.
I had to do all my material about being at a comedy club.
I want to go on about the statue
okay,
David
go,
thing,
go
but
ahead,
fine. No,
ahead,
no,
go,
you,
no. Go ahead.
You
well,
go.
After the question.
I just think everyone should lay off the statue of David. It's a good size.
Right.
It's big. All right, Sasha, go ahead.
Wait, does anyone have an answer to what is the sexiest food?
Yeah, ice cream.
Ice cream? Any Weiger?
You know, I don't feel sexy eating. It's fucking disgusting. It's
I feel
disgusting
gross
eating.
Eating always.
I feel so gross.
I snort. I don't want a girl to, when I'm on a date, I don't want the girl to see me feeding myself.
It's bad. Yeah. It's really bad.
I mentioned this before, but like one thing I like about the Hulk Hogan sex tape is
careful.
Dangerous territory.
No, I don't like the racial slurs he's throwing around.
Wow, good for you, Nick.
I don't like the fact that, I mean, whatever, they've got some sort of consensual, weird, hot wifing arrangement that I don't know what's going on with that. But it's the only thing I've seen in any media that addresses the phenomenon of being too full to fuck. Like, every, like, in any movie, any TV show, you've never seen someone, like, eating too much of a meal and being like, oh, God. And that one, he's just like, oh, I had so much sushi. Oh, I couldn't believe it. That's, like, a relatable feeling.
Yeah. It's insane. All of this mating stuff. All the mating should be done before you go out.
Right.
Anyone who here who's out on a date tonight, you might go home and don't do it. Just go to bed.
Right.
Go to bed.
They're really filled up on these Oreo things.
But anyway, I don't think any food is sexy, but go ahead, Sasha. You got a big announcement.
My big announcement. Guys, so as you know, besides just being a frequent guest, I'm also commissioner of the Tournament of Champions and any other stupid event. Thank you. Thank you.
Great.
And, well, it's summer, which, of course, means it's time for the Evan Susser Ice Cream Invitational. Applause! This is a great thing. It's a great thing. It's going to be figured out in the next day or so what exactly it means.
It literally has to be figured out within 24 hours.
There are going to be episodes. There's going to be ice cream. We're going to be getting to the bottom of it. We're going to say, what's the best ice cream? It's not a full tournament. Don't get too excited.
It'll be like an abbreviated short bracket that'll take place over 1 week's worth of episodes where we're going to determine.
Maybe about 2 weeks.
A bit of a Superman contest of ice cream.
What?
A Superman contest of ice cream.
I am so fucking smart. I'm sorry.
Kind of an exhibition.
Right.
We're very excited about it. All of us are very excited about it.
Yes.
It's not something that anyone had to be convinced about.
No.
Right.
Or had to...
No one was worried and yelled out applause when he announced it.
It's going to be very good.
Right.
And beloved.
Sure, yeah.
So that's coming soon. It's a little treat for the live audience that you know about it. The Evan Susser Summer of 2018 Ice Cream Invitational.
Hell yeah.
Look forward to that.
With merch to be made and sold, right?
All right, we'll talk about that later.
I was gonna say, like, oysters, aren't they an aphrodisiac?
That's
or
what
something?
They say.
But
I just can't imagine.
Gross too,
I know it's
right?
So fucking. I can't imagine eating oysters and then like
getting filled up on oysters and then yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Like 12 that. Oysters and then fucking
eating
munch
a,
some box. I was like, I'm not gonna
exactly
how fucking weird that would be with my oystery mouth.
Oh, my oystery mouth. Such a disgusting statement.
All right. It's after midnight. We'll take one more question, then we got to wrap it up here. Any more questions at all? Anyone want to raise their hand?
Thank you for the question. That was a good question.
Query?
We're sorry we were bad at it.
Hey, maybe no one. Oh, I see in the back. There. In the back there. I see one arm waving in the very back
of
the room.
Can you end the show, please?
I think this is the latest I've ever been up on a Sunday night.
God, you are such a loser.
It's
12:05.
I know. It's a school night.
Hey.
God.
Hi, we have a question back there. Hi, do you have the mic yet?
Hey, hello.
Hi. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, it's Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
You're talking to him like he's a child. Hey, buddy, you got the mic? You okay?
I can't see back there.
You thought I was a little kid?
No, I didn't think. All
right.
If it was a little kid, he has some very irresponsible parents keeping him up this late on a school night.
Not that.
It's summer.
Fine.
It's summer.
If it was like a 12-year-old, who cares?
All right, sorry, what was your question, Kyle?
Yeah, do you have a favorite sandwich spot in L.A.?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, a lot of people say Bay Cities over on the west side. Fantastic sandwiches over there. Great, great sandwiches. I think, you know, I really like Langer's Deli. I mean, they've got some great sandwiches over there. What do you guys think of? What comes to mind?
For me, one of my number ones is Potato Chip Deli, which is near here, actually. If people haven't gone, it's really, really good.
Gone.
It's like behind the Grove, basically. Check it out. Yeah, someone knows it. Potato Chip Deli. Check it out. It's great. It's one of my favorites.
My favorite was the now closed Ink Sack.
Oh yeah.
Ink Sack was a lot of fun.
And then I'm kind of looking. I don't consider deli places. I don't consider sandwich spots.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I like recently reviewed Ike's.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm looking for a good sandwich spot.
I am looking for recommendations as well. So if you want to start a relationship with me and let me know where you like to eat sandwiches, that'd be great. And I'm so sorry, Norm.
Does anyone have a sandwich spot we didn't say? An LA sandwich spot?
Philippe's. Oh, Philippe's, yeah, mentioned good. Earlier. Yes, of course. And then there's Cole's, the other one that claims to have sent.
Sid.
Okay.
Okay. Brother Sabers. All right, now everyone shut up.
You asked.
I know. No, that's great. Those are good answers. But I don't consider French dip like a sandwich spot, though.
Mm.
I mean, I know it's a sandwich. I'm just saying. I'm saying that you got to have a lot of different options.
I mean, I feel like that's pedantic.
Oh,
but I get what you're saying.
End the show, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Let's. The energy is at the lowest level it's been all night. It's time to wrap things up.
Time to knife this
fucking show. We should have ended with
a fucking fuck question. People were going nuts for that. It's my
one last question.
No. We barely even had a third one.
All right, we're done. Guys, thank you so much for coming out. I want to give a big thanks to our guests. Big thanks to Evan Susser.
Oh, yeah. Commissioner.
Give it up to the knife, Alana Johnston.
Oh, my God.
Thank you to Emma.
Thank you to Emma, our engineer. Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, you want more Doughboys?
To get the Doughboys Double, our weekly bonus episode, join the Golden Plate Club.
Sign up at patreon.com/doughboys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.